Welcome to Beyond the Nest, the University of Minnesota Rochester's alumni podcast. I'm Amber Muhlenbein, content creation specialist here at UMR. In today's episode, we hear from UMR Chancellor Lori Carroll, joined by current Rochester Student Association President Heidi Nguyen. The two sat down to connect, share updates on exciting things happening on campus, including new academic partnerships, and discuss the importance of community on the student experience. Here we go.
Well, it's wonderful to have this opportunity to have a conversation with our Rochester Student Association president. This is Lori Carroll, the Chancellor of UMR, and we're coming right up on our State of the Campus event, which is very important on our campus and looking forward to that. But I wonder, Ms. President, if you might introduce yourself to our listeners.
Thank you so much, Chancellor, for introducing me and introducing RSA. I'm so thankful to be here to talk about just the state of the campus at UMR and the state of the student body. I'm a second year here at UMR, currently studying the health sciences degree, and I've been on RSA for 2 years, and I'm really thankful that the student body has voted me as their president.
Well, I'm grateful for that, too. It's been fun to work with you so far this year, and I know there are many priorities for both of us that we want to get to, but I would like us to talk a little bit more about your passion to make a difference in the world through a career in health and how you discovered that passion. What was the catalyst?
I think, like many students, I had imposter syndrome and I was struggling on what I wanted to do. But I will say that RSA did kind of give me skills and assets and a realization that the kind of work I want to do is more of like a leadership role to have responsibility and to make an impact and a change that benefits not only me, but the rest of the student body.
Well, you know, I have a secret goal that's not going to be secret anymore after I say it on a podcast, but I would really like to see a UMR graduate become the CEO of Mayo Clinic. And I know there are many other ways to have an impact in the healthcare industry, but for those who are interested in the business and leadership of healthcare, and knowing that to date, a woman has not held that role, I have that as a now not so secret ambition. So perhaps we can talk about that later.
Yeah, that would be really fun, actually. And if anyone's listening and is interested in doing that, please let me know. So then later in 10 more years, I could be like, yeah, I know the CEO of Mayo Clinic.
Or perhaps you will be the CEO of Mayo Clinic.
You think so?
I don't know. We shall see. But I wonder if we could go back even earlier than your experience as a student here. When you were a child, you began to have an interest in health or science, or what happened to you as you moved through childhood and adolescence that led you to UMR?
Yeah. So for me, I think it was kind of funny. When I was younger, I told myself I was going to be first a ballerina, then a teacher, a singer, a doctor too. There was no order. I guess I really liked ballet though. But as I started to go through middle school and high school, you like get to experience or hear more about other professions. And I think for me, what stuck the most or what ended up staying not crossed off was being a doctor or a physician or being involved in the medical field. Mm-hmm. How about you? Did you have any aspirations when you were younger?
Yes. And one of them was not to be a chancellor. I'm sure that strange word never entered my mind as a child. But when I was about six, I wanted to be a missionary veterinarian to Japan. I'm not quite sure what that would even look like, but the thirst for adventure and wanting to make a difference in the world, to be helpful in some way, both of those drives are still with me. I was interested in psychology and in how people learn and in communication and did a lot of theater and eventually found my way to teaching and to being a professor. And then, you know, what was very pleasant is that I discovered that if I followed my curiosity and just took the very next step on the thing that really riveted me, that new doors would open. And then I could step through those. So there was no predicting what would emerge, but just a very pleasurable journey made possible by education. You know, just keep learning, keep learning, keep learning, take the next step.
What is your advice to those, especially students here who are still questioning on what they want to do? And what advice would you give them on their path to finding what they want to do?
Well, first, just a reality check that many of my friends in the later decades of their life are still exploring what they want to do next and what choices they'll make. So this is a lifelong journey. And I think it's important to be aware of that when you're young and the decisions seem so monumental. But it is back to that phrase of take the next step. What is the next step towards something that makes you curious, or towards something that connects you to those who are making a difference? And once you find an interest, explore it as deeply as you possibly can. So I think it's important when you pick the topic of a project for a class where you have choice in that topic, that you use that opportunity to explore something that's making you curious. And just take the very next step and don't stress about the steps that are five feet or years ahead of you. Just right now, what's making you curious? What do you find fascinating? And what connects you to those who are doing the kinds of things that you find might make a difference or might be fascinating? It's all about one little step at a time and waiting for the next door to open.
Yeah, and I will personally take that advice.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad because you are not only a leader on our campus, but you are also a student like everyone else figuring your way forward. And, you know, we talk frequently about dream shifting, and I think it's the absolute norm. So that someone is six and knows precisely that they will be a ballerina or a physician or both would be rather unusual, right? And so it's a process of self-discovery, and it is the great privilege of education. So the more you learn, the more choices and opportunities you have. And it also, as time goes by, becomes the great responsibility to be a contributor. And I have found that joyful. And I imagine that I wouldn't have said that when I was in college and wondering what I would do next and feeling stressed about it. But looking back on the whole of the life journey, that's joyful. And what privileged people we are to have choices, right? And yeah. And so let's enjoy the discovery process.
Yeah, that's so UMR themed. I love that. Mm-hmm. I guess some questions I have that aren't really related to what we just talked about, but what are your future plans for the campus? Is there anything in specific that you have to talk about?
Well, you know, we have three principles at UMR for everything that we design, and it would be my aspiration, together with students, faculty, and staff, that we continue designing with these three principles. And the first is that students are at the center. So every decision we make, like about facilities, the new Student Life Center and all that, we make thinking of students. And in that case, with the Student Life Center, it's, you know, what will keep the cost as low as possible for students while keeping them in proximity to opportunity. So the internships, the faculty themselves, the coursework, we want that to be walkable for you. So students are at the center. And then the second principle is that research informs practice. And this is really our distinctiveness at UMR, that our faculty all do their primary research on student learning and development. And we want to use those results and other evidence-based practice to support your success in any way we possibly can in and out of the classroom. So that research informing practice is a really important principle when we think about what will we do in the future. And then the third principle is the one we're focused on for our State of the Campus event, and that is that partners make it possible. Partners make it possible. And you and I are partners in leadership, and we have faculty leader partners as well. And we have philanthropic partners who contribute to scholarships for UMR students, and we have political partners who advance policy both in education and healthcare to make things ever better in those spheres. We have many kinds of partners, including facilities, and I look forward to having those conversations at the State of the Campus event as we think about future plans. So I've said nothing specific. However, those design principles really matter. We want to continue to live out our vision, right? We want to transform higher education, but we want to do that in a way that is based on innovation that moves you forward and your classmates and future students to really solving the grand health challenges of the 21st century. And that is such a high aspiration, but I believe it will actually happen. I do.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, you really did say specific things, but in the grand scheme of things, right? Like, if I bet that there's going to be so much more UMR development, but with all that you said, all of them will have that core foundation that students are the center, research is innovation, and the reason why we're able to do this is because of all our partnerships and benefactors.
That's right.
Give to the Max Day, a 24-hour period of time to honor the work and worth of Minnesota's nonprofits and schools, is coming up on Thursday, November 16th. This year, in remembrance of the beautiful life of UMR student Sara Gassad, the University of Minnesota Rochester is highlighting the Sara Gassad UMR Student Emergency Fund. This fund supports UMR students who experience unexpected financial needs that could impact their ability to continue their college education. To learn more and support this fund, please visit z.umn.edu/UMRGive.
Are there going to be any more of like programs? Because I know there's now the pharmacy program, which I wish they had something like that when I came. I was a year too early. But is there any plan for that? Or?
Absolutely. You know, so we're really focused on those partnerships that can accelerate the student's journey toward their career. Again, not expecting you or your classmates to know exactly what you want to do at the very beginning. But as you get towards your capstone and in your junior year planning that capstone, we want to have options for you, if you're ready, to get started on your graduate or professional degree. So pharmacy is one of those. And these kinds of partnerships are sometimes called 4+2 or 3+3, or what it means is that we condense the undergraduate and graduate experiences and take a year off of that journey. So yes, we are exploring all the partnerships we can that could help students move forward once they're committed to the path that they're going to pursue.
Yeah, and I think these programs are so cool, like the fact that it kind of shows like a level of commitment too, and something I definitely would love to see if UMR could ever do like possibly a 4+3 with Mayo Clinic or something for medical school. But I hope that's for the future. I would love to see it.
Well, and let's talk about medical school. We've just recently had approved by our Board of Regents a new partnership with a group, Centricare, to open a new branch of a medical school in St. Cloud. And the focus there will be on rural health, which is similar to the focus on the Duluth Medical School campus, but it will open more seats. And we will be first in line for those seats with our amazing students who will be well prepared. And this is the first time, or will be the first time since 1970s, that there were additional medical school seats in the state of Minnesota. So that's a great development.
Just got goosebumps. Yes. Oh my gosh.
So that's great. We're also expanding the program in research coordination, clinical research coordinator. And that is a similar kind of capstone program that leads directly to work and accelerates the journey with a paid internship with Mayo Clinic. And it's similar to our Next Gen program. And we will continue to expand those kinds of programs as well. We're exploring what can be done in nutrition and health and hunger and all of that connected to sustainability. And that's for the people and the planet. So there are many things emerging in the student's perspective on what they want to study is central to where we'll go with future academic programs. And I think in the resilience, well-being, and mental health space, there's a great deal of interest. And in the research in healthcare, that has expanded. So lots of exciting things ahead.
I just wanted to ask one more question that's kind of irrelevant to what we're talking about. I know we're talking about a lot about community building and new improvements and a lot of stuff, but so far, since this SLC is just newly built, what is your favorite thing about it?
So SLC is our Student Life Center. My favorite thing, that's really hard. I mean, I'm so glad we have an admissions welcome center. We have needed that. And for prospective students and families to have an entering space is really cool. And I also love the intercultural center. This has been an ambition of ours since we first crafted our anti-racism plan. And I think the space is beautiful and full of light and the furniture is movable. And I can only imagine the kinds of interaction that will happen in that space. And it just makes me really, really satisfied that we were able to provide that space. But then there's a laundry. Who doesn't need a laundry? We've got that. And the workout room is so cool. But I'm narrowing in, since you said favorite, you know, I'll go with the salad bar in the new dining space because there's everything there that anyone could ever want on a salad, and I'm always trying to eat salad. So I think that many who would be asked would say the soft serve ice cream machine is the favorite part. But yeah, the dining area is my favorite. And it's because we have a place to gather. And the community that comes from eating together and the sense of belonging that can be further enhanced. I just think we've been missing that kind of space. And so I'm thrilled and teary-eyed every time I walk past.
A good way to learn about a college campus is to experience it in person. Now is the right time to take the next step and visit our campus. At UMR, we offer personalized options for a campus visit to learn more about the application process, student life, and in-demand career opportunities. Explore what it means to earn a degree in the heart of the medical world. Schedule your visit today at r.umn.edu/visit.
Well, I wonder if you might share some priorities that the RSA has for this year.
Yeah, so I know it's been a couple of years, I guess, since COVID happened, but I know there was like just a huge shutdown and like no one to blame, but like a less community involvement and really like just engagement and like bringing people together. And so this semester, I wanted to plan a market. So it's called Raptor Market, and it'll be a way for other clubs, like student groups, can fundraise for their own club and for their future events and use that funds. There's just a lot of stuff. Like RSA will be having Cinnabon in their evening session. There'll be like, I know UMR Research Club is selling really cute healthcare related pins. I know I would be definitely interested in that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a way to bring people together and be more aware of clubs. Cause I know there is also the involvement fair, which is good, but I think I think seeing like in a fun environment where it's really like a market. I think Rochester also had like a night market, but this year they didn't open it. So RSA is going to host one. There'll be also karaoke, photo booth. And at the photo booth, there'll be Polaroid pictures, which is really fun because I'm a girl who I hoard stickers, which is bad, but they're really cute, I promise. But like you can decorate your Polaroid picture with your friends. I think it's just a really important thing to bring the community together. And I think before you were saying like at the SLC, the dining hall, like I have noticed like compared to last year since I lived at 318, there's so much more community and it's so much more lively.
Absolutely. So I really appreciate this priority for RSA to enhance student engagement. And it's been a priority for me too, for faculty and staff, as well as students, that coming out of the pandemic, I think that time together is understood to be more precious. And students are here 4 years, maybe 3 years, and we know you at a very important part of your life journey. And it's also fleeting. I mean, maybe when you're sitting in class on a Thursday afternoon, it feels like it's taking forever to get through college, but it actually goes so quickly. And so we have this time where we can know one another. And I think we've come to understand the time together as more precious. So thank you for working on that priority of enhancing engagement. Do you have another event planned after the market?
Yes, I do. And we're bringing back the talent show.
Woohoo! My Yay. Favorite.
Yes. So it'll be on December 13th. It'll be the last day of like lectures. So you'll probably be finished with your last exam. And then it'll be before finals week starts. So then it's like a good in-between median where you're kind of just like, now I just want a break to chill. So,
oh, this is so exciting. I love the talent show. Now, do you have to be like super talented to be a part of the talent show? How
No.
good do you have to be?
You don't need to be good at all. This is just so people can just come together and just, I think it'll bring up the morale. That's the point. Like, watching someone perform gives you like a lot of adrenaline and excitement to cheer for them. And then performing for someone gives you a lot of adrenaline and excitement. I think it's just like that relationship and strengthening that is very important.
Now, how about faculty and staff? Do they have the opportunity to perform or is this just for students?
This is for like staff and students. And I encourage like if you have any talent, like it could be a skit, like a comedy stand up or if you do sing or dance, that would be great. And you could do it with a group. And it is called Raptors Got Talent. So judges though, but just the idea that like, oh, you can literally do anything, right?
That's right. Oh, that's great. So two big new events for us this fall, thanks to RSA. That's terrific.
Is there anything planned by you and your faculty?
I think the faculty and staff have been really aware of the student-led events and appreciative of those like the Ebony Night and the Hmong New Year. And I know there's some additional student club events that have kind of become all campus events. But we do have, you know, our traditional classic Halloween, and this needs to be ever more competitive. And faculty and staff have been very involved in that. And then in the spring, there's the now famous Pi Day. So we'll have pie eating contests. So just depends how you spell pie, with the E or without it. But we want to expand that celebration campus-wide, as well as Groundhog's Day, everybody's favorite, like, will winter end, you know? And we already know now that the answer is no.
Yeah, definitely not.
But we're going to celebrate that little rodent anyway. So as you know, we try to do things that are a little bit different. Just as in our education, we're doing things differently to do them better. We're coming up with quirky ideas and we welcome any student input on that.
What is your favorite pie?
Oh, I have to go with coconut cream.
coconut cream?
Yes.
I don't know how that tastes.
Oh, well, Pi Day. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
How about you?
I guess because fall is coming in and it's almost Thanksgiving after Halloween. Sorry. But pumpkin pie. Okay. I don't know. Costco pumpkin pie is very good.
Okay. Well, I know with our capstone week, we always have the contest to see what's the favorite cookie at UMR, but maybe we should do a favorite pie as well.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you talking with me today and all the other days as well. As we approach State of the Campus, we will be bringing in some partners in addition to you and RSA to talk about the good things that are happening now for UMR and for our students and some of the plans as we move into the future, specifically related to expanding our facilities. And there'll be a chance for input from students, faculty, and staff and our community partners. And we're really looking forward to that. So thanks. Hope you have a great afternoon.
Yep, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Nest, UMR's alumni podcast. Beyond the Nest is produced by UMR Marketing and Communications in collaboration with UMR Alumni Relations and edited by Dante Fumo. See you next time.